Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Redder. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Funk reaches second base with a double. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. McManus reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Redder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is hit by the pitch. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards first. Redder scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen bunts towards the mound. Gaston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Redder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder is 0-for-1 in the game. Redder hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Appling steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Gaston moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Gaston scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Self. The throw from Tate and he is out, Olsen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Tate reaches second base with a double. Rhein moves to third. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhein scores. Tate moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Olsen. The throw from Berry and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kress bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Seeds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seeds moves to third. Kress moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Kress scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill bunts towards the mound. McFadden juggles the ball. That's an error on McFadden. Blue moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Self moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Self scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder is 0 for 2 in the game. Redder hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Appling strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-3 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate moves to third. Pickering moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Pickering moves to third. Olson moves to second. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pickering scores. Olson scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive towards the mound. Gaston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Michaels now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Self bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Tate and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Funk scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder is 0-for-3 in the game. Redder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Redder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Redder moves to third. Rein moves to second. George Stumpf pinch hits for John Michaels. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.